I'll start with the injuries. Darren Collins and Frank Zombo had both sustained knee injuries. They did not return. Aaron Rodgers had a concussion and did not return. With that, I'll take your questions. I can't really measure the level of his concussion right now. It's something that he'll go through the normal protocol, and I was told that he's, you know, his head is clear, and he has a headache. So he was kind of groggy after those two plays he stayed in there on. So then that's when we made the decision to pull him. I don't have specifics of exactly how he is feeling. It's the opinion of the medical staff and of Aaron that it was best for him not to go. I do not have that yet. It's no excuse. No excuse at all. We played poor on offense today, and that starts with me. We were poor, and I'm not very pleased about it. I thought our defense, so we started a little slow. They ran the ball too much on us defensively, but for the most part, we kept them out of the end zone. Had the, big turnovers. Kept them to 7 points. I thought our special teams played very well. Have a lot of respect for Logan and the way they used him both on teams and on offense. So I thought we did a good job with that. But offensively, they were in our backfield all day. We lost the battle up front. We had the two big turnovers, particularly in the first quarter, potential points on the board, and 3 points, and it's not cutting it.
Did your team seem like
they came out a little flat here? Well, I didn't like the way they started. They were playing faster than we were. I mean, there was no reason behind it. We had as many fans in the stands is, so the atmosphere and everything. I didn't see any signs of this during the week of preparation. I thought the week of preparation was a good week. It wasn't a great week, but I thought they were definitely dialed in and made a point of this type of game last night in the team meeting. And that's what's frustrating to me, not to come over here and the importance of a division game and to start the game the way we did. And, we need to quit having these lessons, particularly this late in the year. But the positive part about it is everything that we still want to accomplish is in front of us, and we need to get to work tomorrow. And we'll, like we always do, we'll go through the film, grade it, correct it, accountable, and we need to get ready for New England. Excuse me? Performance, clearly performance, yes. I thought he did a good job. He managed the game very well. It was in some tough spots. The one interception in the red, the first interception down there in the red zone or his only interception. It was not a good read. But I thought he did a very good job first and second down. I thought third down he was in tough spots with the particular pass rush that they were put on him. We had the chance for the big play on the fourth and two, and I probably should not have put him in that position. But it was the defense we thought we were going to get there, and the matchup, and we just didn't execute it.
Second last one, play.
Yes.
That was a call play.
Absolutely. It's a process. If you want the specifics, probably Jeff can give that to you. Yeah, that's what it looked like. It looked like it slipped out of his hands, James. Correct on the third one. Yes, he made a mistake. We had a look at it up in the booth, and the information that I had led me not to challenge that call.
Thank you.